When I tell you that today we'll be speaking with a riverboat captain, you probably think we'll be on a river like the Mississippi, Ohio, or Missouri. We'll instead be on a river in Alaska. That story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Join Top Producer for the 7th Annual Executive Women in Agriculture Conference held downtown Chicago, November 29th to December 1st. This business-focused seminar dedicated to women producers and agribusiness professionals will allow attendees to expand their management skills and network with over 300 female peers. This year's keynote speaker is Steph Davis, a professional rock climber, base jumper, and skydiver. For more information and to register, visit execwomeninag.com.
You may not believe that Fairbanks, Alaska and riverboats are two items that belong together. However, the pair are still important to this city near the Arctic Circle.
Gold Rush of 1898, a guy named Charlie Binkley came up to the Chilkoot Pass. He was a teenager. He was not a gold miner. He wanted to run boats. So he mined the miners. He got his money and he made his living learning to be a riverboat captain. His son started this company in 1950.
Phil Deischer helps operate boats for that company that Binkley's began. Today, the great-grandchildren operate the family business.
The boats themselves are kind of interesting. The original boat was built by Captain Jim, the guy whose father came to the Chilkoot Pass. And he just wanted a sternwheeler. And there weren't that many available back in the 50s. When he started, the sternwheel era was fading, as it did in many parts of the country. So he built his own. Backyard, laid out a keel, put the boat together, and built a little sternwheel that carried 50 passengers.
That boat was called Discovery. Today, the Binkleys have Discovery 3 plying the waters.
The company continued to grow, and so they built Discovery 3 near Seattle and brought that up in the 80s. If you look at Discovery 3 today, I've got about 600 people on it. That is more people than this company carried in the first 5 years of its existence.
Fairbanks is still a thriving town that swells with tourists each summer. Phil says it's not that much different than living in a small town in the Midwest, though.
About 30,000 people. The whole borough, we don't counties, we have boroughs. But the county here, or the borough in Fairbanks, is about the size of the state of New Jersey, and it has about 80,000 people. So it is a small town.
We'll have more with Phil next time as we travel the countryside. Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.